Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season two arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is streaming on Prime Video March 20th. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about. I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So, if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, top of the morning, Portland. What's going on, everybody? We are on at our original time. It is 9 a.m. However, the other boys are out. They're doing who the hell cares. They left your boy in charge today. I got my guy Casey Smith behind the glass. What's going on, brother?
How we doing today, Rashad?
Oh, man, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's surprisingly in December, 60-degree weather in Portland.
Yeah, we get good weather right now.
I don't know. I'm concerned because 60 degrees in Portland during December is kind of crazy. So they say it's a pineapple express. Is that what it's called? Or
I guess that just means that we're probably going to get the snow in March like usual.
Well, that's, you know, and that's kind of the way it goes here. You know, we don't really get winters the way other people get winters. Like, you know, right now in a place like Buffalo or, you know, somewhere in Boston, like it's probably snowing right around this time of year. But for us, right around spring break is when we can expect a little bit of snow. So, yeah, I mean, it's cool to be in Portland. I mean, it's good to miss school for a couple days in March, I guess, if you're a kid.
Yeah, I guess.
We don't really get many canceled days because of the snow.
It always just, I used to get bugged about it when baseball season would start coming around. That's right when, you know, late February, March, and then we get a snow, and all of us are out there doing field maintenance because we used to have grass, everything.
Right, yeah, so... But yes, it has been beautiful, so hopefully you're all enjoying it out there. This is Sports Saturday on 105.1 The Fan, 1080 The Fan, and The Fan Sports Network. Yeah, man, I don't know what you you. I didn't know that you were as young as you were, Casey. I'll be real. Like, I mean, and I think I'm the oldest guy on the show, obviously, you know. But yeah, man, at first I think I told you when Swag introduced you, because this is only our second time meeting, right? Yeah.
Yep.
So when I first met you, Swag was like, "Hey, have you met Casey?" And I was like, "Oh no, is that your son?" And he was like, "What? No, like that's the, he's the new board up." I was like, "Oh, okay, yeah, let me go in there and meet Casey." So
I think I am the same age as Swag's son. So
are you?
I don't take offense to that.
Hey man, we needed some youth in here, man. It's a bunch of old ass dudes in here.
And Swag went to high school with my mom.
See, look at that, old ass dudes, man. So yeah, we needed some young blood, you know, some young bones in the building. Somebody that could be able to just pick up on a random Saturday because Jordan decided, you know, he and his wife are going somewhere for the weekend. So, yeah. So I'm glad you were here, my guy. You know what I mean? It's definitely a nice change.
I like to be here. Yeah. I like being in talking sports.
It's a cool job, right?
Oh, it's the best.
Like, so here's the cool part, Casey, and you know this. Oh, no, actually, you probably don't. But, like, I'm more like the people that are listening right now. Like, I'm closer to a lot of them because I have I'm going to say it. I have a real 9-to-5. I say that because I love this gig. This is a dream job for people. Like, you know what I mean? This is a dream job Absolutely. For people. Like, we sit around and talk sports for free. If you're at work and you work in an office or you work construction or you work something where you're around a bunch of people all day, at times you find reasons to talk sports.
Every non-sports job I've ever worked, I was always the dude who was like, oh, where do we go to talk sports? He's got the news. He's got this, that.
Seriously, like, oh, he's baseball. He loves football. Like, he's the basketball dude. So you had people you can interact with. So Isaac and Suk, this is a fantasy. There are a lot of people that are like, man, listening right now, they're like, oh, I would love to do radio. If I could just do that. So many podcasts out there, people that are trying to get their name out there, like, we get paid to do it. Like, so this is a dream job. I get to talk. If you're one of the main hosts, that means you get to talk sports all day and then watch sports as your job. So your wife, your girlfriend, your partner can never be like, can you turn the channels? Like, man, that's important game. Got
to
watch.
Like,
I have to see this, you know, type thing. So it's one of those things. But I work a 9-to-5 like everybody else. So I rarely get a chance to even be around and see people. So everybody else, you're a part of the culture here at the Fan now. We've only got a chance to see each other a couple times because I'm only the Saturday guy. So yeah, man, it's good to see you. All that to say that, man, I'm glad to see you in here, Brody.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
That's what's up, man. I was trying to look through the sports landscape right now, and I guess there's a lot happening, but is it?
There's a lot of not a lot happening.
Yeah,
I
mean,
especially because we haven't started the college football playoff yet. Next week's the big week, but we're kind of just in that lull period.
And I think that's I think that's what it is. This is the week that there's no college football. You know, we're just kind of twiddling our thumbs waiting for next week when the playoff actually starts. And, of course, we're going to get to the Ducks' historic first playoff game at Austin Stadium. So we're going to get our thoughts on that and everything like that. But, man, I don't know. It just feels like a boring weekend. And basketball doesn't really get good or interesting until at least after Christmas.
Christmas. I think Christmas marks when the basketball season gets good.
Yeah. Because right now it's tough to watch. And again, doesn't help when your favorite team, and I know you're not a Blazer fan per se, but when your favorite team, which is the Blazers for me, is ass. And let's just go ahead and be real. They are not a good basketball team right now. Like it's sad to watch because you have players out there like Denny Avia. We're going to talk some Blazers, but he's been so much fun to watch. Like he's
electric.
He's like, seriously, like I see some Luka there. Like there's a little bit, he might be a little quicker than Luka, but like you look at some of his movements and how he's able to get to the rim. And once he's there, how he's able to finish around the rim. Like, I think, you know, we might have something in Denny Avia, you know what I mean?
But I think you do too.
Yeah, but we'll definitely get to that, man. Today's a special day here for me for a couple different reasons. Number one, we're going to have a guest here at 10 a.m. Yes, man. If you're on Instagram, if you're on Facebook, if you're on any of the socials, TikTok, all those, there's a man from Portland, Oregon right here. Name is Keon from Portland. You got time now to look him up, follow him and everything like that. But he makes these skits about certain parts of Portland. Some of them are incredibly funny. Some of them are really informational, you know, and informative. And so, you know, some of them are think pieces and things like that. But either way, he is a deep brother and he's going to be on here a little bit later. You get a chance, like, look at some of the things he's done about certain parts of Portland that you may not want to be. So we're going to ask him today. I'm going to ask him, you know, where's a part of Portland that you should feel most comfortable if you're a white guy?
Yeah,
or
I saw a few.
You should feel least comfortable if you're a white guy or a black guy, you know. So it's one of those things. So I want to know, like, what the worst strip club is in Portland. You know, what the best one is. You know, where are you most likely to get robbed? You know, those little things are important because a lot of times people think this fair city of ours is Oh, man.
It's all love.
Like, seriously, just a bunch of hippies smoking joints. Like, you know, it's all good here. There are some parts here to where it's not necessarily all good. Not a lot of those parts, but they do exist out here. So we're going to get to him at 10 a.m. But for me personally, today I get a chance to honor somebody for me that was inspirational, that was kind of a mentor of sorts. So there's a gentleman named Kevin Fulkerts right here from Portland, Oregon. You know, he started an organization called the Perspective Gents that I was in when I was in high school. So today I get a chance to kind of give him flowers a little bit later this afternoon. So I'm excited for that, man. It's a big day, you know, without being a whole lot of sports going on. So this couldn't have happened at a better time.
It's a good day for it.
Yeah. Do you have a girlfriend?
I do. Yep.
So this is a day where you actually probably get to kick it with her.
Yeah, you know? I get to spend a lot of time.
Yeah.
I get to turn on that Army-Navy game and maybe tune her out during the times where I don't want to listen.
Oh, there you go. I forgot about the Army-Navy game. It's been a long time since I've watched that because, I mean, I don't know. I often forget about it.
They've played 125 times already in history, so... Yeah. There's a few forgettable ones.
Yeah, I don't know. I completely forgot that was on. But that is some college football, so I might tune in to that because I have nothing but time after I have this event later this afternoon.
Any reason to turn on college football is a good one.
Yeah. Let's see what is happening in college football today because there are games, I think. Let's see. Is there a schedule? Let's see. Look at college football.
Washington schedule. Plays Boise State tonight at 5 p.m.
There you go. You got Washington Boise State tonight. That's an ABC. So that'll be a fun game to watch. And it's Washington is these are two fair teams playing. Boise State, you know, if they were in any other conference, you know, they would be considered not this year, obviously they went 9-4, but if they were any other conference, like there'd be no question of Boise State and you should be. And they were in the playoff last year. So Washington was in the playoff a couple years ago, you know, so these are two.
They're going to be
a pretty good game-ish.
They're going to be one of those top competitors out of the Pac-12 every year.
Yeah, but the games leading up into the playoff, they're not necessarily like a must-see TV. So you've got Troy at Jacksonville State on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday you've got Old Dominion at South Florida, and then in the Staff DNA Cure Bowl, you've got Louisiana and Delaware. So a lot of compelling football out there if you're interested, you know, during the week. So but there are some football nerds that are going to tune in to this Old Dominion and South Florida game. So I'm not one of them, but yeah.
No, I'll be out for that one.
No, yeah. I'll definitely have anything else to do that day. But I am excited for this college football playoff coming up, and we are going to talk the Oregon Ducks and the college football playoff against who are they playing against? James Madison
Dukes.
Tight. I mean, this is what you wanted, right? You wanted that 5 seed and you wanted that game at Autzen. So now you get to play against James Madison Dukes. Cool, man. You know, so we can talk a little bit about the playoff and just, you know, how things kind of rolled out. Maybe what you expect from the other teams that are going to be playing in this playoff. We have to talk some Blazers because they are on an amazing bad streak right now. Like, I mean, not necessarily a losing streak, but they're just not a very good team. And we'll talk about what they need to do to potentially turn things around. Maybe check in about the rest of the NBA. That's one thing we don't get to do a whole lot is check in about the NBA. Give a quick NFL check in because we are getting ready for the playoffs, and there are some teams that are already in playoff mode. Which one of those teams is most likely to make the playoffs? So we'll kind of get into that. And a whole lot more. We got Keon from Portland coming on here. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. I got my guy Casey Smith in. I'm Rashad Taylor. This is Sports Saturday. Let's get it going.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is streaming on Prime Video March 20th. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about. I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College basketball is nonstop, big games, tight spreads, momentum swings every night. And now FanDuel is giving you a way to turn that energy into even bigger wins with a college basketball parlay profit boost. Here's how it works. Build any college hoops parlay you like. The early tip, the rivalry game, the ranked matchup, the late night West Coast shootout. Mix spreads, totals, props, whatever fits your read of the slate. Then just apply your profit boost and instantly bump up that potential payout. Go safe. Go spicy. Go with the team you've been following all season. It's your parlay, your style, now with even more upside behind it. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel. Play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
9:15. On 12:13, here on Sports Saturday on The Fan, Casey Smith pinch hitting for my guy Jordan Schultz, who texted me where he went. Hold on. Where'd he say he's going? He said Casey's going to fill in, headed up the Washington coast.
Yeah, somewhere up the Washington coast.
Yeah, so, which is always beautiful. So, an underrated scenery. So, speaking of great scenery, Autzen Stadium, beautiful this time of year, and it's going to be super nice come December 20th at 4:30 p.m. on TNT or True TV. James Madison, the Dukes, are visiting the Ducks of Eugene, Oregon. And so there was a lot of fallout. So last week we didn't get a chance to discuss the actual fallout of the bracket coming out. We talked about what it would be, what it might be, and everything, but there were still some games to be played. Those games were played and won by most of those teams. And so everything happened. Notre Dame got pissed because they're not in. Then they said they're not going to play in the bowl game. So it's been a whole week, right? But either way, now we know that the Oregon Ducks will host the very first playoff game at Autzen Stadium. This is what we wanted, fans, right? Casey, I'm not sure where you were on this whole thing, but there are a lot of people, most fans that I talked to, were like, that fifth seed is good. We won the game at Autzen last year. You know, having the bye didn't really help a whole bunch, which I think is crazy talk, but, you know, to each their own. James Madison, man, I'm gonna be real with you. Outside of Wayne Knight, because he's one of the best rushers in college football this year. I want to say he's top five, top six, top seven, something like that. I don't have the numbers right in front of me yet, but I know he is a big deal. I know he's been killing this year. I know Alonzo Barrett, Alonzo Barrett the second. I know he's had a pretty good season. You know, if they're in this situation right now to be in the playoff playing against the Oregon Ducks, a team who a lot of people still think can win it all. So I'm not going to act like I know a whole lot about James Madison. And so I can read all the stats and everything they do and everything they've done, but I'm not going to sit here and act like I know exactly how they move, how they operate. I do know it looks like they have a great rushing attack, and Oregon is great. It can be great against the run, but then some days it'll be, okay, that's strange. You know, hey, that guy's got 115 yards on the ground. Like, you know, but for the most part, I don't see any real reason. This should be a short segment. I don't see any real reason Oregon would lose this game.
Yeah, I think that Oregon's defense really kind of is dictated by how their linebackers play. You saw it in the Penn State game, and then you saw it in the Indiana game. When they played poorly, they lost. And when they play well, they fly around and play a different breed of defense. Wayne Knight's 10th in the nation in rushing. Again, he's got 190 attempts for 1,263 yards. I still think Oregon just puts the hammer on them early.
Yeah, I just don't. At the end of the day, I don't think that, and I don't know, but I assume Oregon has better recruits, bigger recruits, stronger guys that have played on this team for the last little bit. So I would assume, just based on being the better athletes, because I'm going to assume that James Madison doesn't have the caliber of athlete that the University of Oregon does.
It's and also so, the depth of the athletes, too.
Like, absolutely.
Oregon has a
They can bring in their third string guys. Like, how many receivers has Oregon lost this year and still been able to kind of recover? And obviously, exactly, having a Kenyon Sadiq doesn't hurt, you know, if you're the Ducks. But there have been so many different guys that have come into that wide receiver room that have been able to contribute for you, you know. And so I think just the depth of Oregon, like you said, alone is enough to say, like, okay, well, I don't know. They've got how many different receivers have at least a reception? There's over 15 receivers for Oregon this season that have at least a reception, just one. So that lets you know how many guys are getting into the game, you know, are into the rotation, you know. And so of those, like, 15 to 17, man, at least 14 of them have at least 10 catches. So there are a lot of guys out there. And so, that again, that just speaks to the depth of this Oregon team. But if they're going to do – I think this is kind of a – I'm not going to call it a trap game, but I could also see Oregon looking at a school like James Madison. Like, the rest of us are looking at James Madison and saying, no problem. Like, we got this. And then all of a sudden you come out a little flat. The linebackers start a little slow. You know, the offensive line is a little lackadaisical on certain plays, and big plays happen. Not like a lot of sustained drives, but you cough up the ball, you fumble, you throw a weird interception, the tip, you know, off the receiver's fingers or something like that. So a lot of people don't think that's going to happen. Most people don't think it, but I think that's the only way that Oregon would cough something like this up. It's just last year against Ohio State, they were just bad across the board. Offensively, just they were bad. Defensively, they were bad. Special teams, everything was bad, you know, across the board. If they play that way, the way they did against Ohio State, you lose against most teams like that.
Again, it's college football. So as long as you don't come out and play bad, sloppy football, you're not, you know, misaligned, you're not making miscues as far as your reads, as far as your assignments, Oregon should just flat out beat them in the first half. I think we should see all of Oregon's second string. Like, I have no reason to believe why James Madison will keep Dante Moore in the game for four quarters.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either. So, and especially we're not thinking, we still don't know. And I'm not sure if there's been any reports. I haven't seen anything. If DeCorian Moore is going to be able to go, I think people would have been, you know, singing to the mountaintops if he were cleared and able to play. Or Gary Bryant Jr. Like, we don't know really what their status is going into that game. If they can get back on the field, then you're good. Who knows? If the Ducks can go deep enough into the playoff, maybe Evan Stewart gets back, you know, for you. I mean, I would put him back into the rotation if you got an opportunity to have him in the game. But I think this is an opportunity for you to really work out a lot of the kinks. This is where you want to start playing your best football. Like, towards the last game of the season, last couple games of the season, I think Oregon got back to playing the way that we were used to seeing them play. There was like a 4-week lull after that Penn State game that was just kind of like, they're winning, right? Or they lost the game, but then they're winning games, but it doesn't look great. Then they play Rutgers, and it's like, okay, that looks good. And they play Iowa, and it's like, okay, you win. You know, that's good. But it just didn't look like Oregon football that we had been used to seeing throughout the last couple of seasons under Dan Lanning. And so
100%. And I think that the Minnesota game kind of really marked that switch,
right,
of we're a playoff team.
We have to start playing like it.
we're going to play playoff football. And they really had made the switch. I mean, you saw them against Iowa, and yeah, for four quarters, you're going, okay, what's going to happen? And then ultimately, Iowa just never really turns on the gas the way that we think they were going to.
Mm-hmm.
But Oregon's played good football for four quarters in the last three appearances.
Yeah.
And so I think I would trust that more than trusting JMU coming off of some hype.
Yeah. And I want to be honest, dude, like Oregon's in the Big Ten now. And so I want to give them credit too. I don't want to completely poo-poo on their wins against Iowa and Wisconsin and everything. Because in this Big Ten, you're going to have to grind out some wins. Like, you're not going to have those huge, you know, Chip Kelly 70-point games against a lot of people anymore. You know?
I mean, so, look at the Big Ten championship. What was it, 13-10 was the final
score?
Yeah,
so you're going to have to grind out some of these 16-18 games, that 21-7 win against Wisconsin. You're going to have, Wisconsin. You're going to have to be able to grind some of those games out because a lot of them are going to be dogfights. And we have to do this, too. This is what we haven't done. We have to tip our cap to these kids at the University of Oregon and Dan Lanning for their ability to kind of enter themselves into this Big Ten and become a force immediately and be able to really adjust their style of play. You know, the Pac-12 always kind of got this, there's a stigma around it because it was like a passing league and it's just full of receivers and they, you know, it's pretty football, right? It's air raid football type thing. And the Big Ten was a Midwestern, nasty, you know, hard-nosed kind of football.
We're going to run the ball down your throat 30 times a game.
The SEC
Iowa
was, that and the SEC and stuff like that. I think the ACC kind of gets a similar rap as the Pac-12. Or I think the ACC is the new Pac-12.
I think
right?
so.
Yeah, they look at them and like, okay, well, yeah, you guys are good. So we might take Miami, you know, we're good. Like maybe you will get in type thing, 6-7, you know, we'll see.
Like but, maybe you have a few Heisman guys here and there.
Yeah, yeah.
Lamar
maybe
Jackson.
Yeah, we'll put you that way and everything. But for the most part, like that was kind of the feel. And then Oregon comes to the Big Ten and first year you win the championship. Second year, you're a win away from winning the championship. Like really look at their schedule and you would think they had a bad season because they're in the fifth spot on the bracket, but they lost one game to the team that's number one and will have the Heisman winner and you lost by 10. Right? Like, I mean, so I totally understand everything, but we have to make sure that we take time to really acknowledge what they've been able to do because how many other teams have really been able to go to another conference and just be dominant like that. Texas is now in the SEC and they're good. They lost three games.
But look at USC.
USC struggling.
Came from the same exact conference.
Struggling.
And they wanted out. They were the first team that wanted out. And look at them. They can't find their way to 10 wins.
You know, and so you look in Oklahoma, who, you know, has been able to compete, but they're not competing with Georgia and Alabama quite yet. But, you know, maybe they will at some point. But Oregon came into a league that had both Michigan and Ohio State, and now you throw in, you know, Indiana, who got good out of nowhere. You
also
know,
have
all of
Penn
a sudden.
State.
Also have a Penn State all of a sudden. And last year you completely dominated, had arguably your greatest season up until you got to that playoff game. So I want to make sure we don't completely, you know, dismiss the feat that was to move into that conference and to be that good for that long. So tip of the cap to you, Dan Lanning. So what do you say we look at the rest of the playoff bracket and kind of give our thoughts on that?
I like the sound of that.
All right, let's do that. But first, here's Casey with sports. 9:32 on 12:13, right here, 105.1 The Fan, 1080 The Fan, The Fan Sports Network, YouTube, we're all over the place. Twitch, are those all of them? Is that all of them? Twitch, YouTube, yeah, I think that covers them all, man. Speaking of covering them all, we're going to look at the rest of these games that are out here, man. So you look at the playoff, and the first round, honestly, there's a couple great games there. You got Miami taking on Texas A&M. You've got Ole Miss taking on Tulane, and the winner of that one gets Georgia, so awesome for them. And then you've got Alabama taking on Oklahoma, and the winner of that will get number one Indiana. Man, I was looking at the Alabama-Oklahoma game, you know, SEC matchup, obviously, and, you know, there's this will be a great one, I guess. You know, not I guess. This will absolutely be a great game, but
I think this is the best matchup.
This is absolutely the best matchup, you know, going. It's in, you know, it's an SEC matchup, so yeah, you know, it's going to be great football, but there's an opportunity, or excuse me, there's a chance that it might be a 10-7 game, too, you know, because that's how the SEC works, but I don't know if we'll see that from Alabama, but yeah, for Bama to win, they need to win the turnover battle, if anything, you know, make sure they establish that run, healthy running backs, and making sure they're effective on the ground, stuff like that will be crucial for them to win third downs, like stuff that Alabama's usually pretty okay at, you know.
Win the front seven battle is the big one for me. You had -3 yards as a team rushing last week against Georgia. You got to win the front seven battle because that's what SEC football is built on.
Yeah, converting on third down was an issue for them in their later games. I got a stat here. It says they were 12 or 44 in their last three Power Four games on third downs. And so, yeah, controlling the offensive line, your offensive line controlling things is going to be really important for you against this Oklahoma team. For Oklahoma, you know, their front seven is great, right? You know, so if they can force some turnovers against Alabama, then that can be a big feather in the cap for them. So I think Oklahoma, and when they moved to the SEC, like there wasn't like instant success as far as like getting to the playoff and winning in the playoffs and stuff like that. Like Oregon was number one for most of the season last year. And so that's kind of why I make that comparison. But Oklahoma is in position to win the national championship this year. And the cool part is about this playoff is like there are legit of the 12 teams, there are legit like seven of them that can be like, yeah, okay, I could see them winning.
I'd say there's four or five legit contenders.
Yeah.
You take out the group of fives, you take out Miami. I think Tech could have a chance. If Tech beats Oregon, they're the team to beat. Ohio State still has Jeremiah Smith and Julian Sain.
Right.
And Julian Sain, if you haven't seen any of the Heisman press going on, Julian Sain had a picture where no one was talking to him as the Heisman finalist. I think one reporter was over there questioning Julian Sain. Everyone else was giving love to, you know, Diego Pavia, Mendoza, and Jeremiah Love. I have no reason to believe why he's not the best quarterback in football. He completes passes better than anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got the number one receiver in football.
Yeah.
Jeremiah Smith.
And I think that's why.
Yeah.
I think that's why. If you have the number one receiver, we look at Jeremiah Smith as being a guy that's able to get you out of tight spots. And we know, like, when it's third and 11 and they got to make a play, how many times did we see him do that against Oregon? It's like, damn it, why is he still open? And how did he make that play right there? So I think that's kind of why that's the case now. And Sain's a freshman,
sophomore.
So he's going to get an opportunity next year. Once you're on this, once you're in this room, this Heisman room, and they're talking to you, like you're on the radar for the rest of your college career. So next year, like, trust me, he will have all the reporters kind of around him. But this year, nobody saw Fernando Mendoza coming like that. Did you?
Not at all.
I remember when we first kind of previewed the college football season, there was one quarterback in the Big Ten not named Dante Moore that we were like, this guy should be the guy in the Big Ten. Do you know who it was?
It was Maiava out of SC?
No, it was Drew Aller. It was Drew Aller.
Drew Aller.
Drew Aller was the guy. Like, there's no way that anybody is going to be better outside of maybe Dante Moore, and we didn't know what he was at that point. So Drew Aller was going to be the guy. Drew Aller was arguably one of the worst quarterbacks in the Big Ten this year. You could argue it, but I agree. You could argue that, but you know, so to see Fernando Mendoza just, you know, the rose from the concrete type thing, and we'll watch him shine, and he deserves it because that kid loves the spotlight, but just wants to, oh man, I'm just so glad to be here type thing. You can tell he's one of those gee golly gosh guys. Like, oh man, I just thank you for allowing me to be here and all praises and all that stuff. Like he's one of those guys. So how can you not like somebody like that? But so yeah, so, but I do think that, back to Alabama and Oklahoma, there are some teams in this thing. Alabama could shock us all and make it again. We've seen it happen before. Like, so we've seen them win before. So this is what Alabama does. Another game that none of us are probably super, super jazzed to watch, and that's Ole Miss against Tulane. Tulane just happens to be one of those teams, much like James Madison, that we look at like, you're not really supposed to be here. Like, And I mean, and that's no disrespect to them, but I think that's the overall sentiment of a lot of fans is like, you, it's cool that you're here and it's a cool story, but realistically, you're not really supposed to be here.
Yeah, I just don't, I don't believe in them. I didn't think they were that great in terms of how they played football. I mean, they're coming out of the AAC. They were 11-2. I thought North Texas was the better offensive team out of that league. Tulane just happened to, you know, be the team that came out. But Ole Miss is still, even without Lane Kiffin, they're a great football team. Trinidad Chambliss is a great quarterback. They have a great offense and a great roster. There's no reason why Ole Miss should lose this.
No, no, they should not, especially the SEC team going against the – where'd you say Tulane was from?
The AWAC? AAC.
The AAC? Tight, you know, American Athletic, right? Yeah, no, thank you. Like, I don't – and no offense to them, but for a playoff game, I don't want to see Tulane play. I don't want to see James Madison play. And so I would have rather – if this was Ole Miss against Notre Dame, I'm in. Right? Like, I have no problem watching that game.
When fans are more excited to watch Army-Navy, which is coming out of that same conference, and Navy was third in the conference, they were 9-2.
Yeah.
I think people are more excited to watch the Army-Navy game than watch Tulane's first round.
Army-Navy's different. That's like pageantry, and that's, you know, patriotism, and that's, you know, a lot of different reasons to watch Army-Navy.
Yeah, but compared to a playoff game,
yeah,
that, I mean, that's kind of unheard of.
Yeah, I'd be excited to see, not excited, but I'm curious to see what the ratings for this game will be, because, and what if Tulane comes out there and beats the hell out of Ole Miss? Like, that would be crazy. That's the only way that would make this entertaining, is if James Madison, and knocking on wood, but if James Madison or Tulane just comes out and just beat the brakes off of Oregon or Ole Miss, like, that would be must-see TV.
But I think it makes you take a whole examination of college football as a whole, if that's the case.
Yeah.
Because then you reevaluate how you've been looking at everything.
You would have to. You would have to. And now all of a sudden those other teams are going to start, you know, the Tulanes and James Madisons of the world, the Appalachian States of the world are going to start getting more attention. You know, in Appalachian State, I don't know how the hell they did, you know, but probably not good enough to be anywhere near the playoff. But those type of teams are going to start getting consideration, especially if they're beating up on big brothers like Oregon and Ole Miss and whatnot. One other game on the schedule, and that is another game that should be a great game, and it's Miami against Texas A&M. Man, they've got some playmakers at receiver. You know, they've got a 13th year quarterback in Carson Beck. You know, how long? This is his fourth year, fifth year?
He should be a doctor.
Yeah, it seems like he's been in college for a really, really long time. But Texas A&M has their own really explosive offense. Marcel Reed is one of those ones. You know, they don't talk about him a little bit, but if they can kind of overcome some of those little turnover woes that they have a lot of time, they can control the trenches at Kyle Field. Like, this could be a long day for Miami, you know, but I could also see Miami turning it up with all those playmakers that they have and, you know, putting some defensive pressure. You know, they have one of the top-ranked scoring defenses in all of college football. So you make a mistake, one or two, then there's a chance they take it back to the house and then do something with it. And so, I mean, it could be a great game. I'm looking forward to this one. This is probably one I'm most excited for, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I like this one. But it's got to be good for all four quarters. I think Texas A&M, we saw them, you know, not play good first half football against South Carolina. Lenora Sellers is, you know, he's a heck of a quarterback, but South Carolina wasn't a great team this year.
No.
And they hung a 30 spot up on A&M. A&M did have a 28-point comeback to win that game, but you got to take care of the ball. You got to make sure that Miami doesn't put this game away in the first half.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I'm excited to see what happens. You know, both teams got to kind of handle this like first-time playoff pressure. You know, that's the big thing, and that's kind of the same thing for Ole Miss. It's the same thing for Tulane. You know, outside of really Alabama and Oklahoma, who are programs, not college, not football, but are programs that have had a lot of success, have had a lot of Heisman success, and so they're used to being in these moments that are a little bit bigger. We can't say that for James Madison. We can't say that for Miami or Texas A&M, you know, at this point, you know. So this will be key for both of them, because They're both offensive kind of powerhouses. And so hopefully we see a lot of scoring. That's what I would like to see. I would like to see one game, because I think we're going to get one game that's going to be really close, and that's the Alabama-Oklahoma game, right? Then we're going to get one game that's just super lopsided, you know, a couple games lopsided. That's the Oregon-James Madison and Tulane.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have one that's just like touchdown, touchdown, back and forth. And I think that's going to be the Miami-Texas A&M. So hopefully we get the best of all three of those.
I mean, what does Carson Beck want out of the remainder of his college career?
A national championship?
I think
another
that's
one?
The answer.
Yeah.
Like, you have to think that he's already been to, you know, the promised land. He's won the game. He's been there before. He's lost it. Let this man just go and cook.
If I can go there with two different teams, get out of here, man.
Makes my resume look really good.
I'm one of those ones. Like, you have to consider that when I'm going to the NFL. Hey, I'm a winner, if nothing else. Like, wherever I go, I'm going to make sure that we try to win. So that'll be a huge selling point if you're Carson Beck going into the playoffs. So lots to see, lots of football that's happening starting the 20th, 19th. So the 19th is Alabama and Oklahoma. And then the 20th, we get three big ones, which is James Madison, Oregon, Tulane at Ole Miss, and Texas A&M visiting or hosting Miami. So lots to happen here. I'm excited for it. Hopefully you are too. Will you say we kind of shift gears and get some NFL real quick before our guest comes in?
I love that.
Let's do that, man. We're going to get some NFL stuff real quick. And then Keon from Portland at 10 o'clock right here, 105.1 The Fan.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is streaming on Prime Video March 20th. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College basketball is nonstop, big games, tight spreads, momentum swings every night. And now FanDuel is giving you a way to turn that energy into even bigger wins with a college basketball parlay profit boost. Here's how it works. Build any college hoops parlay you like. The early tip, the rivalry game, the ranked matchup, the late night West Coast shootout. Mix spreads, totals, props, whatever fits your read of the slate. Then just apply your profit boost and instantly bump up that potential payout. Go safe, go spicy, go with the team you've been following all season. It's your parlay, your style, now with even more upside behind it. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel, play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
NFL season quickly approaching its close at this point. You know, we're almost at the very end, which always sucks, but that means we get playoffs, we get Super Bowl, and then, you know, we start getting the draft. So the NFL season never truly ends. You know, it just kind of takes a pause for a few months, and then it's back to action. But there's so much that happens throughout the NFL. But this season has been a very, very weird season for a lot of reasons. For me, as a Patriots fan, it's been really strange to see my Patriots sitting in that number, well, what should be number one spot, but the Broncos win the tiebreaker over New England based on the best win percentage in conference games. But for right now, they are 3-1 in their division. The Patriots are 3-0. I don't get that part, but we'll see what it is. But as it stands, the Denver Broncos are the number one seed in the American Football Conference, and the Los Angeles Rams are the number one seed in the National Football Conference. But that could change for both teams as the season gets ready. Season kind of comes to a close. Patriots, Broncos tie for the same record right now. But those aren't really the teams that I want to talk about. There are a lot of teams that are right there in the middle, right, that could go one of two ways. The Detroit Lions are one of those teams that's in the mix. The Chicago Bears are one of those teams that's still in the mix. The 49ers are still one of those teams in the mix. And also, we can't forget about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Maybe the Dallas Cowboys go on a four-game win streak to end the season, and, you know, something happens there, right?
I think Dallas fans are hoping for way too much to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they are too. But what if, though, right? So the Dallas Cowboys are 6-6. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 7-7. There are a lot of people that feel like Tampa Bay could go to the playoffs. So why not Dallas, right? So Dallas could have a nice little run. I don't think it's going to happen. But let's see who their last few games are against. They have their last three games are against Vikings, Chargers, Commanders. Vikings are ass right now, so they could probably beat them. The Chargers are a good little team.
The Chargers are a good team, yeah. But if that's not a must-win game, there's no reason why you're going to press.
So, and then the Commanders are out of it at this point, man. We know Jaden Daniels not had a great season.
Mariota's back in the mix.
Yeah, Mariota's back. So whenever Marcus Mariota is back in the mix, you know things haven't gone well. Shout out to Marcus Mariota, greatest Oregon Duck of all time, but you know, at this point in his career, at this old age, you know, for him, it's not really looking good for him. I'm still kind of high on the Lions. I think, you know, the Lions could potentially be one of those teams that not just makes the playoffs, but makes a run and everything at that point. Obviously, the Bears sitting at 9-4. So you got a lot of competitive teams that are probably, I'm not going to say going to miss the playoffs, but 8-5, Philly is in third place, you know, if you're looking at the actual playoff numbers and playoff standings right now. The 7-6 Panthers are in fourth. So those division winners just being there just have to, there's no choice, you know. So that part kind of sucks. I wish the division winner, division leader thing wasn't a thing. I feel like you're going to get some crap teams. And shout out to the Panthers, because nobody saw 7-6 coming at this point. Did you?
Not at all.
And so, I mean, shout out to them for being great. But I'm seeing a 10-3 Seahawks team that's in fifth, looking at, you know, one of those higher seeds. Like, why, you know, why couldn't we be here? Even we're killing right now. So yeah, it's one of those things. So that's the National Football Conference. Over in the AFC, who saw the Texans? Like, the Texans looked like they were dead in the water for the first few weeks of the season. And then here comes Davis Mills out of nowhere and really saved their season.
I think he ignited their offense.
Absolutely.
Like, their offense was kind of, you know, moving a little slow in the mud. and all of a sudden Dalton Schultz gets activated. Nico Collins proves that he's a top 10 wide receiver in the league. CJ Stroud comes back, and then they're rolling on all cylinders.
Yeah, it's one of those things. So shout out, I always got to shout out Davis Mills, because without him for that, what, 3-4 game stretch, however long he was in there and winning games for them, like, that kind of ignited that team, and then they were able to kind of continue that momentum forward. So now the Texans sit here at 8-5. The Buffalo Bills are still the Buffalo Bills, and even in a down year, they're 9-4 currently in the sixth spot as far as the playoffs are concerned. So yeah, we're getting to a space to where it's getting to be nitty gritty. Obviously, there are a lot of teams in playoff mode right now. The teams that are in playoff mode, like, I have to win right now, because I think the Chiefs, the Ravens, they're out. There's no way that they can. They're 6-7 respectively.
The sad thing is the Ravens still have two head to heads or another head to head against the Steelers, and if you're one or two games behind, you have a chance.
You have a chance, especially in that, you know, in that division, you know. So they do have a chance. I guess they have more of a chance than Kansas City. Kansas City just looks old at this point. And that's what happens to dynasties at a point. Like, they're great for 4 or 5 years, and then everybody gets old. It's a lot of football to play consistently for a long time. And now Travis Kelce is clearly mailing it in. Like, he's got Taylor Swift money. He's not tripping no more. You know, he doesn't need any of that stuff. Patrick Mahomes, his wife owns soccer clubs and stuff like that. Like, at a point, I think they're kind of like, you know, success has kind of gone to their head a little bit. Not to their head, but maybe it's just gotten the best of them at this point.
The quality of play that they have produced on the football field has not been what the Kansas City Chiefs have produced the last 2 years.
No, it hasn't.
It's definitely taken a massive hit to their fan base.
Yeah, no, I mean, and how dare you, fan base? Like, this has been the best team in football for, like, the past 5 years. They've been to, like, what, five Super Bowls?
Well, the Patriots are back, so those jerseys got dusted back off.
Oh, you already know. I broke mine out. Well, as soon as we were like 7-2, it's like, oh yeah, let me go ahead and go get my sweatshirts and stuff. Yeah, I was, you know, I kept them tucked away for a little
let
bit.
Me go
but
get
yeah,
swagged out.
Yeah, absolutely. So it feels good to be back. But the Indianapolis Colts, man, how bad did you feel for Daniel Jones last week? Like, my heart broke for that man, because number one, you had to play for the Giants for the first. Under Brian Daboll, under who else was, what other jackass was their coach for a little bit? I can't remember at this point, but it wasn't great. And so then you find a good situation in Indianapolis. You're sitting here at 8-5. You started the season better than it's been going lately, but then you get hurt. And just to see the frustration on his face.
Judge was there before.
Boo. And so, yeah, to see the frustration on Daniel Jones' face, like, He wasn't having a Pro Bowl season, but they were winning games, and he looked like a competent quarterback. And I think that was the part that was very different than we had been seeing for throughout all of his years in New York.
I think at one point he was number two in the MVP voting behind.
Was he?
Drake May. I think it went Drake May, Daniel Jones, and then take a few down. You got Jonathan Taylor was up there. But either way, Daniel Jones was having an MVP caliber season. And it just got
and
just kind
of yeah. So I feel really bad for him. And so well now, now they've got a 53-year-old on the 50 on the what is it the 63? What's the roster now? It's like
53 man roster. 44
is it still 53? Didn't they expand it?
No, it's still 53.
Is it okay? So 53 man roster. Here is dun da 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 to the rescue. I'm still trying to say it like out loud because it sounds like a joke. But Philip Rivers is the new starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. Yes, that Philip Rivers is the quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts.
I want to say his last game was Josh Allen's second playoff win. So it was Josh Allen's first ever playoff appearance.
Like
Philip Rivers' last game.
Yeah, and Philip Rivers. I mean, he should have been in the Hall of Fame, you know, at this point. He's been retired for long enough, but that's a move, right? That's a, you know, it's definitely a move. Like, Philip Rivers didn't look great to end his career. Like, his last few years were a kind of shaky. Now here he is at 44 years old, and it's not like a Brady 44 where I've been consistently playing for the last 5 years and kind of just moved from one team to another, but I've been retired for a long time. And so now this is, it's, I don't know. He went from being a semifinalist for the Hall of Fame this year because he's been retired for so long to now he has to wait till 2031 to be considered for it again. Like, I'm trying to understand what there is to gain. He's probably bored as hell with his wife and his kids at home and I was like, I got to get the hell out of here.
I did see one tweet that said that insurance for NFL players lapses, or you know, have to get new insurance after 5 years of being out of the league. And I think Philip Rivers just renewed that insurance with that 10th kid.
Wow. Wow. I mean, super smart.
Something Kurt Benkert tweeted, but it was kind of spot on.
I mean, if he did that, like, then you're smart as hell, and I'll give you that. But I'm curious of why. I'm sure there are a lot of other free agents. Hold on. Let's see what quarterbacks are available.
The tweet reads, "No coincidence that Philip Rivers goes back to the NFL right before his health insurance clock runs out. When you have a 20-person deep roster at home, you got to do what you got to do before the 5-year clock is post up playing."
Yeah. Yeah. That's I guess, like, I get it, you know. Hey, I understand. I mean, go do what you got to do, man. You got to support, like, he's literally got like 10 kids. Like, it's something, it's something crazy. Like, he's got a grandkid?
Yeah, his oldest has a newborn, so it makes him a grandfather now.
Yeah. So Philip Rivers is the guy that's going to get this Colts team all the way to the promised land this year. I don't think he can do it, but that's kind of what it is. But yes, the NFL is very, very weird. So right around, and it gets crazy from 5 till about 9, because anything can happen between the Chargers, the Bills, the Texans, the Colts, and the Ravens. You know, I think between those teams right there, something can happen. I'm kind of going to go ahead and X out the Ravens. I don't think they really have a chance at 6-7 at this point, just considering the way they've played this year. So those teams. And then in the NFC, you've got the Bucks, the Lions, the Bears, the 49ers, which I don't really think they should be considered, and the Seahawks, which also shouldn't be considered because they're going to make the playoffs anyway. So there's a lot to happen. So these next 3 weeks of football should be super, super fun, including some Christmas games. Are there Christmas Day games this year?
Yeah, we got a handful of them.
Yeah, we got
Netflix.
A handful of Christmas games. And so we might talk about that the second hour. Should have my guy Keon in Portland coming on next. We're going to laugh a little bit and talk a little Portland sports, stuff like that. So it should be fun right here. 105.1 The Fan, Sports Saturday.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is streaming on Prime Video March 20th. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a protein powder that tastes great and keeps ingredients simple? Meet Clean Simple Eats. Clean Simple Eats uses grass-fed whey protein isolate with 20 grams of complete protein per serving, plus digestive enzymes and a low-lactose formula designed to be easy on digestion. No artificial colors, no artificial sweeteners, just clean ingredients and amazing flavors you'll actually look forward to. They even offer variety packs, so you can try multiple flavors. Clean Simple Eats is undeniably clean and 100% delicious. Shop now at cleansimpleeats.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.